Chapter 9. Raggedy Ann and the Cats. Early one morning, Marcella came and dressed all the dolls. She put them all around her room. She sat some of the dolls in the little red chairs around the doll table. There was a turkey, a fried egg, and an apple on the table. The food wasn't real. They were toys that were painted to look like real food. The little teapot and other doll dishes were empty, but Marcella told the dolls sitting at the table to enjoy their dinner while she was away. Lisa was given a seat on the doll sofa, and Uncle Clem sat at the piano. Marcella picked up Raggedy Ann. She carried Raggedy Ann out of the room. She told the dolls,
"Be real good children while Mama's away."
When the doors closed, the tin soldier looked at Tom and gave the turkey to the penny dolls.
"Would you like some nice turkey?" he asked.
"No, thank you,"
the penny dolls said in little penny doll voices.
"We've had all we can eat."
"Should I play you some music?" Uncle Clem asked Lisa.
When they heard this, all the dolls laughed. They knew Uncle Clem could not play music. Raggedy Ann was the only doll who had ever taken music lessons. She could even play some songs with one hand. In fact, Marcella almost wore out Raggedy Ann's right hand when she was teaching the song to her.
"Play something fun," said Lisa.
She covered her face with her hands and laughed. Uncle Clem began hitting the keys on the toy piano very hard. Then they heard a noise on the stairs. In the blink of an eye, all the dolls ran back to their places. They did not want real people to know what they were doing. It was only Fido the dog. He put his nose in the door and looked around. Fido could see the dolls sitting very still at the table. They were looking at the painted food. Uncle Clem was sitting still at the piano. Then Fido pushed the door open and came into the room. He walked over to the table and smelled the food. He hoped Marcella had given the dolls real food so that he could eat it.
"Where's Raggedy Ann?"
Fido asked when he found out that there was no food.
"Marcella took Raggedy Ann and went somewhere," all the dolls answered together.
"I found something I must tell Raggedy Ann about,"
said Fido as he touched his ear.
"Is it a secret?"
asked the penny dolls.
"No, not at all,"
said Fido.
"It's about kittens."
"How lovely," said all the dolls. "Real kittens?"
"Real kittens," said Fido. "Three tiny little ones out in the barn." "Oh, I wish Raggedy Ann was here,"
said Lisa.
"She'd know what to do about it." "That's why I wanted to see her,"
said Fido.
"Let me tell you how I found them. This morning, I went into the barn to hunt for mice. Suddenly, Mama Cat jumped at me very angrily. So I quickly ran away."
"How do you know there were any kittens then?" asked Uncle Clem.
"I knew there must be something inside because she jumped at me that way. We were always very friendly, you know,"
Fido said.
"I waited around the barn until Mama Cat went up to the house. Then I went into the barn again, and I was so surprised. I found three tiny little kittens in an old basket. They were hidden in a dark corner."
"Go get them, Fido, and bring them up so we can see them,"
said the tin soldier.
"Not me," said Fido. "If I had tin clothes like you have, I might do it. But you know, cats can scratch if they want to."
"We will tell Raggedy Ann when she comes in,"
said Lisa. And then Fido went out to play with a neighbor dog. Raggedy Ann came back to the room at bedtime. The dolls could hardly wait until Marcella put on their pajamas and left them for the night. Then they told Raggedy Ann all about the kittens. Raggedy Ann jumped from her bed and ran over to Fido's basket. He wasn't there. Then Raggedy said that all the dolls could go out to the barn and see the kittens. They did this easily because the window was open and it was only a short jump to the ground. They found Fido outside near the barn. He was watching a hole.
"I was afraid that something might hurt the kittens,"
he said.
"Mama Cat went away about an hour ago."
Raggedy Ann went in first. All the dolls followed her and went through the hole. Then they all ran to the basket. Raggedy Ann started to pick up one of the kittens. At that moment, there was a lot of noise and Fido came running through the hole. Mama Cat was behind him. When Mama Cat caught up with Fido, he cried in pain. Fido and Mama Cat ran around the barn two or three times. Finally, Fido was able to find the hole and ran outside. Then Mama Cat came over to the basket and saw all the dolls.
"I am surprised, Mama Cat," said Raggedy Ann. "Fido has been watching your kittens for an hour while you were away. He wouldn't hurt them for anything."
"I'm sorry," said Mama Cat.
"You should trust Fido, Mama Cat," said Raggedy Ann. "He loves you."
"Thank you, Fido," said Mama Cat.
"Have you told the people up at the house about your sweet little kittens?"
Raggedy Ann asked.
"Oh, no, not at all," cried Mama Cat. "At the last place I lived, the people found out about my kittens. They took my kittens away. I never saw them again. I want to keep this a secret."
"But all the people at this house are very kind. They would love your kittens," said all the dolls.
"Let's take them right up to the room," said Raggedy Ann. "Marcella can find them there in the morning."
"What a great idea," said all the dolls together. "Please, Mama Cat, Raggedy Ann knows because she is full of nice, clean, white cotton and is very smart."
So after talking with the dolls, Mama Cat finally agreed. Raggedy Ann took two of the kittens and carried them to the house. Mama Cat carried the other kitten. Raggedy Ann wanted to give the kittens her bed, but Fido wanted to prove his love to the kittens. He kept asking Mama Cat and the kittens to sleep in his nice, soft basket. Finally, they did. So Raggedy Ann shared her bed with Fido. The dolls could hardly sleep that night. They just wanted to see what Marcella would say when she found the little kittens in the morning. Raggedy Ann did not sleep at all. Fido moved around too much and kept her awake. In the morning, when Marcella came into the room, the first thing she saw was the three little kittens. She cried out in amazement and carried them all down to show Mama and Daddy. Mama Cat went along. She rubbed against all the chairs and doors. She was very proud. Mama and Daddy said the kittens could stay in the house, and Marcella could have them all. So Marcella took them back to Fido's basket. Then she looked for names for them from a fairy tale book. Marcella finally decided on three names that came from storybooks: Prince Charming for the white kitty, Cinderella for the gray kitty, and Princess Golden for the kitty with the yellow stripes. So that is how the three little kittens came to live in the room with the dolls. And it all turned out just as Raggedy Ann said earlier, because her head was filled with clean white cotton, and she could think really smart thoughts. And Mama Cat found out that Fido was a very good friend, too. She grew to trust him a lot more. She even let him help wash the kittens' faces.